Are two financial heads better than one?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. We'll find out if two big economic brains can come up with some good answers a little later this morning. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will be on Capitol Hill this morning. They'll be answering questions about the AIG bailout and, of course, those bonuses. Tamara Keith joins us now from our bureau in Washington. Tamara, I'm sure members of Congress have a lot they want to ask and say to these two, but I imagine they'll be coming to this thing with their own agenda.
Absolutely. Tim Geithner is apparently set to argue for sweeping new powers. The idea would be to empower the federal government to take over major financial institutions like insurance companies and even hedge funds, firms where if they failed, it could destabilize the economy.
Firms like AIG. All right. So what would this power look like?
It would be kind of like the power that the FDIC has in the banking realm. According to published reports, the Treasury would, in consultation with the Federal Reserve, be able to seize an institution, take over their bad assets, and sell the good ones to competitors, just like with banks.
How could something like this have prevented what's happening right now with AIG?
A lot of people now are talking about the need for a tidy resolution to the AIG mess, as in dissolving the company. In theory, if the administration proposal had been around last fall, the federal government could have stepped in back then and dismantled AIG. And that probably would have cost a lot less than the $180 billion in life support the company has already gotten.
Tamara Keith in our Washington Bureau. Thanks a lot, Tamara.
Thank you.
Later today, we'll hear from President Obama. He's set to hold a news conference this evening to talk more about his economic strategy. European shares remain mixed at this hour. It was a higher day for markets in Asia. Wall Street had its biggest surge yesterday since October. That was after the plan to buy up toxic assets was unveiled. The Dow gained 498 points, almost 7%, to close at 7,775. We probably won't see a repeat performance today. Futures are actually pointed lower right now as we wait for that hearing to start. There's a bill before Congress that would make it easier for workers to join unions. The Employee Free Choice Act would let unions sign up workers and bypass the current system of secret balloting. Most businesses oppose this bill, but a compromise might be on the way, and it's spearheaded by three major retailers. Marketplace's Janet Babin has more from North Carolina Public Radio.
The compromise comes from Starbucks, Whole Foods, and Costco. It would eliminate two key provisions of the Employee Free Choice Act. First, it would still require secret elections to create a union. And there would be no binding arbitration during contract disputes. Most unions have snubbed this new alternative. Mary Beth Maxwell is with American Rights at Work.
This proposal is no compromise. It does not fix fundamental problems.
Most business leaders are limp on their proposal, too. They don't like that it would set a specific time frame for union elections and that it would impose stricter penalties for businesses that violate labor laws. Organizers say all this opposition is a sign of true compromise. Eileen O'Connor's an attorney who represents Costco, Starbucks, and Whole Foods.
It isn't really surprising that both sides are attacking it, but what we'd like to do is open a dialogue instead of the polarizing debate that's been going on.
Business leaders don't think Congress has the votes to pass the bill. But with President Obama's support, unions may have the wind at their back here. That could be why they're reluctant to cede any ground and why the three retailers scrambled to come up with a plan B. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
The outlook for manufacturers in Britain is pretty grim right now, as it is in a lot of places. Economists expect the UK sector to shed more than 140,000 jobs this year. But in the country that kicked off the Industrial Revolution, the business of making things could have a future yet. From London, Christopher Worth filed this report.
Brompton Bicycle has been manufacturing folding bikes in its small factory in West London since the 1970s.
By manufacture, I mean manufacture. You know, bits of metal come in, we bend them, we punch holes in them.
Emerson Roberts is Brompton's marketing manager. He says the company has grown from just a handful of people when it started to employing almost 100 today. It takes in about $12 million annually. And Roberts is ambitious for the future.
The plan this year is to grow sales by 25%.
Brompton is one of those rare success stories. When it opened its doors 3 decades ago, manufacturing accounted for 35% of Britain's GDP. Today, it's less than 15%. Britain has become a service economy with financial services at its core. Steve Hughes is an economic advisor with the British Chambers of Commerce.
Narrow reliance on financial services has been a weakness of the UK economy, and if you want growth and stability in the long term, there needs to be some kind of rebalance and redress within it.
Many in Britain hope that such a rebalancing could mean a much bigger role for manufacturing. The fact that the pound has recently plunged steeply against foreign currencies is just what's needed to give that trend a boost.
What's supposed to happen is that as the price of our exported goods are cheaper to our trading partners, then sales will obviously increase.
British producers also become more competitive at home as imports become more expensive. Of course, a weaker pound can't guarantee success in the current economy. British manufacturing dropped more than 5% by the end of last year. But back over at the bicycle factory, Brompton can already thank those lower exchange rates.
In parts of Asia and in the US, our sales are very strong. And in the UK, compared with last year, they are very much higher.
Other manufacturers in Britain would also love to boost their sales. Bosses and labor unions have recently called for massive government investment in a sector they hope can pull Britain out of its current economic funk. In London, this is Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
For more, visit marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.